Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it is Alex Jones' show, but I'm David Knight, sitting in for him for this last hour of Overdrive. And we've got on the phone Lionel, who Alex was just talking to, and he's going to talk to us a little bit more about this ammunition situation that's going on. Lionel, are you still there?
David, I'm here, sir. It's a pleasure.
Pleasure talking to you. You know, when you were talking about the ammunition stuff, and you brought up the Milgram experiment, you know, there was that French TV show just a couple of years ago called The Game of Death. Are you familiar with that?
Vaguely.
Yeah, they did it as a documentary, and they found that 82% of the people that they brought in, they basically had actors. They had a real elaborate game show where they replicated the Milgram experiment. They found that 82% of the people were willing to pull that lever. And again, it's just an appeal to authority. Same sort of thing. We look at this and we question why people in the media are not asking questions, whether it's about the Boston bombing, not questioning details there. They're not questioning details about the bullets. And we wonder what's going on with that. And they're not necessarily been taken into some secret conspiracy. A lot of this is, as Alex had mentioned, they just want to be liked by the authorities. They want to be, given nice pats on the back and say, you can come to the next press conference and we'll give you a question.
It's one of the things which is the most fascinating. You know, I never cease to be fascinated, David, by human emotion and psychology, if you will, and psychopathology and how we're nuts, in essence. You know, one of the things that's interesting is that we as humans believe that we're different from animals, that we have lost the idea of I hope you can't hear this yapping dog somewhere. I'm gonna do something criminal anyway. But we as animals have this cortex. We basically have mammalian brains, but what makes us different is this cortex, this thinking and emotion and cognition and planning, and we think we're above everything. But there's a part of us that's very, very base. There is animalistic. And one of the things that we do, like other animals, is that we habituate. You know, there's a balance. You, David, have to get along and yet be bold. And there's a balance. If you constantly fought the system, things would not work out well for you. You cannot run red lights. You cannot show up late to work. You have,
right.
There's order. So we kind of submit. But in our minds, we say, okay, that makes sense. Here's the part that gets me. When you see a terrorist, somebody that we've identified, translation, somebody else. Right-wing fundamentalist, somebody else. Mm-hmm. Somebody else. It's the other guy. When they do something and we say they're evil, I don't think there has ever been anybody on this planet behind a cause who said, we're evil. Even the famous berserkers, I don't think they said, we're evil. Mm-hmm. Want to join our force? We're evil. They say, we are right. And this target, whoever they are, they're wrong, they're evil, in their own mind, and both sides, and they will be able to justify it one way or the other. So humans must be possessed by the idea that what they're doing is right. Number two, when they're scared, if you want to scare somebody and you pose the idea of terrorism or crime or drugs or whatever it is, people will do anything. They will also give up things. Another thing which is interesting, which is another aspect, David, which I find so amazing, we need to instruct people on what the government is and isn't. The government is not the Washington Monument and Abe Lincoln and the Congress and, you know, Old Glory. And the government today are people who hide behind the aegis, the firewall of our beloved country. Give an example. I think unions are a wonderful thing. Now, they're subject to abuse, but the idea of the union, or the child labor, the union, give us 40-hour work week, the union, very, very good, collective bargaining. Now, to the person who saw the Teamsters perhaps become corrupted, they said, unions are bad. No, they're not. These people are bad. Governments are kind of like that.
Right,
we have to
right.
keep an eye on them.
We're just about out of time. Thank you for joining us, Lionel. And that website where people can see your videos is Pixel 11. Is that correct? Pixel 11.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. 3 lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday, and if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules and website for details.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones is on his way home from Hot Springs, Arkansas. He's been doing live remotes from there for the last several days. Pray for his safe return. We wish him well. I'm David Knight, standing in for him. We just had Lionel on, and his website is PIX11, that's PIX11.com. You can go there and see some of his analysis. And one of the things I liked that Lionel said when he was talking to Alex was that we're not conspiracy theorists, we're conspiracy analysts. You know, we don't have theories. We've got some facts that we want to analyze here. And back on this last weekend, Rolling Stones put out an article. It was Everything is Rigged, the Biggest Price-Fixing Scandal Ever. And they said the Illuminati's were amateurs. The second huge financial scandal of the year reveals the real international conspiracy that there is no price that big banks can't fix. And they apologize to conspiracy theorists about that. And one of the things that they're pointing out is, as you may remember, about a year ago, we had the LIBOR scandal, which was gigantic. It was between 3 and 16 banks that were manipulating global interest rates. If you ever get a variable rate interest loan, you'll see that it is tied to the LIBOR index, and that is supposed to be a free market index. But these few large banks were colluding together to fix that interest rate to their advantage. Now we've got another scandal that's breaking. And this one centers around an organization of brokers in London at a firm called, or an organization called ICAP, I-C-A-P. And it also now includes about 15 of the world's largest banks, the same usual suspects. And they are also fixing interest rate swaps to their advantage. This involves $379 trillion, which is 100 times the size of the U.S. government's budget. This is a gigantic amount of money. And when we were speculating about, you know, why is the Homeland Security buying up so much ammunition? Are they buying it to prepare for a civil war because they're expecting financial collapse? Or are they trying to dry up the supply of ammunition? And as we believe, it's a little bit of both. But consider this. This is out of the Rolling Stones article, and you really need to see this article. It's about 8 or 9 pages printed out. Listen to this. Two of America's top law enforcement officials, Attorney General Eric Holder and former Justice Department Criminal Division Chief Lanny Brewer, confessed that it is dangerous to prosecute offending banks because they're simply too big. Now, listen to this quote from these guys. Making arrests, they said, might lead to, quote, collateral consequences, unquote, in the economy. In other words, Eric Holder and Justice Department Criminal Division Chief Lanny Brewer are admitting that they're afraid of prosecuting criminal banks because they're afraid that they will tank the economy. So think about that when you look at these gigantic ammo purchases. And here's one other thing from the article. They explain how this ICAP scandal is working. And if you ever saw the movie The Sting with Robert Redford and Paul Newman, think back to that. Remember in that movie how, and they actually kind of use an analogy similar to that, like racetrack, knowing who's going to be the winner in a horse race a little bit before the winner is announced. And if you remember that movie, they basically set up a giant scam where they had a bookie area where this bet daddy was going to make a very large bet, and they were delaying the announcing of the race. So basically they were listening in one spot, delaying it, and then announcing it a little bit later. And they were able to know just a little bit in advance by delaying that maybe about 5 minutes. They knew who the winner was going to be, and they placed their bets accordingly and broke the other guy because he thought he was hearing it in real time. That is essentially what these people at ICAP were doing. They were delaying the data by just a little bit before it went out and placing their bets, making money on these interest rate swaps. So much so that these 20 or so brokers that are involved in this ICAP scandal, they called the unit Treasure Island because they were making so much money. Now, the question is, will anything be done if Eric Holder and other people like that are afraid of the banks? No, probably not. And they are going to get hundreds of trillions with a T, hundreds of trillions of dollars of money in these scams. And if we don't like it, they just might crash the economy. So that's another reason they may be stockpiling bullets. Now, along the lines of gun control, as we mentioned earlier, Obama has said that this is really just round one. He said in Mexico that last time they got significant gun control passed, it took them 6, 7, 8 tries. And the irony of this is that he's doing this in Mexico and that he's talking about how our guns are the root cause of the crime in Mexico. And that's nothing to sneeze at what's going on in Mexico. They have far more people have died in the drug wars in Mexico than have died in Afghanistan. And so it's a tremendous amount of violence that's going on there. And yet our attorney general was involved in illegal gun running scandal, the Fast and Furious down there. And now they're using that as a pretext, as an excuse to take away our Second Amendment rights. Why isn't he locked up? And what we saw in the run up to the election, we saw that some Republicans did come after him. Why did they stop at the election? Well, I think, in my personal opinion, they stopped because there are connections in this that go beyond Eric Holder, that go beyond the Obama administration. There's a bureaucratic connection through the ATF going back into previous administration of the Bush administration. So this is why the Republicans, in my opinion, are not going to follow this through and lock Eric Holder up as they should. They should at least get him out of office because he's a criminal attorney general. And if you don't think that he's criminal and wrong because of Fast and Furious, just look at what he did this last week. And this is something that we didn't cover, that didn't get much attention because this happened as the bombings were being investigated. We've had a couple of house bills. We had the Ohio House as well as the Missouri House have been working on bills that would nullify any unconstitutional gun control laws coming out of Washington. Now, we already had a similar bill pass in Kansas and be signed into law, and that bill went into effect April the 25th. And Attorney General Eric Holder, the very next day after that went into effect, sent the governor of Kansas, Governor Brown, back a threatening letter saying that the Kansas law, quote unquote, purports, that was Eric Holder's word, that it purports to override federal law, saying that under the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution, Kansas cannot prevent federal employees and officials from carrying out their official responsibilities, and a state certainly may not criminalize the exercise of federal responsibilities, because that law had a provision that made it a felony for federal bureaucrats to come in and violate the Constitution, as it should be. And so Eric Holder goes back and looks at the Supremacy Clause, but what does the Supremacy Clause say? Well, the Supremacy Clause says that the Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, are the supreme law of the land. So if you write a law that is not in pursuance of the clearly stated guidelines of the Constitution, then it is not a supremacy. The Supremacy Clause cannot be invoked. So we want to take some of your calls and see what you have to say about some of these things, and let us know what you think about gun control, about the giant bank failures. And we'll also talk a little bit here about what's going on in the Pentagon, where it looks like they're purging Christians out of the military. Let's go to our first call here. We've got Mark in Colorado. You've been holding on for a long time. What have you got?
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to kind of talk about the same points you were making. The Constitution seems fragile, and the background of it, I think, of its fall and just in general, is due to the Pledge of Allegiance, actually, I think. And just the main quality of that being the fact that we don't have that many unifying pledges between peoples, and that was a cultural thing for us as well as other things. Anything you'll see in the news these days is all about separation. It's all about really dividing us into tribes and trying to take us down like that.
Well, you know, when you're talking about pledging allegiance to a flag, what about the pledges that all of our elected officials take to uphold the Constitution and defend it? I mean, you know, how can they justify these infringements on the Second Amendment? How can they justify these infringements on the First Amendment that the Pentagon is doing? They're allowing that to happen. That is a clear infringement upon people's First Amendment rights. You know, we have a freedom of religion, not a freedom from religion. And when they try to turn it into a freedom from religion, they are impinging on people's freedom of speech as well as their freedom of religion. I think that's why the founders wisely put both freedom of speech and freedom of religion in the same amendment, because they really are two sides of the same coin.
Definitely, definitely. And I think if I just had one message for, like, teachers and just everyone in general, if you want to say the pledge or the Lord's Prayer or whatever, feel free. I mean, just because our government says that it's not sanctioned or that you don't have to do it, I feel like that empowers it a little bit, at least empowers the individual to have to do it and, you know, find time on themselves.
Absolutely. If you don't exercise your freedoms, you will lose them. That's absolutely for sure. Thank you, Mark. Let's go to Joshua in California. Joshua?
Yeah, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing pretty good. Hey, I had some questions that I wanted to bring up about religion, but since you guys are kind of on the topic of the Constitution, one of the things that a lot of people don't understand, particularly of the history of our Constitution the way it is and how the framework was set up, a lot of people think of George Washington as being the first president when we actually had other forms of government before that here in this country. And even before that, like, it was really, you know, more of the British rule and so on. But
the Articles of Confederation you're talking about?
Yeah, and, mm-hmm. and the first and second congressional, what was it, the Congress or something? Mm-hmm. That was basically, like, those forms of government. And then I know they tried the Federalists, but then there was issues with people having to be unanimous and agreeing with something. So they were like, well, what are we going to do? And so they came up with this idea, and one of the things I know, like in my conscious history, I kind of explain a little bit of like that, because I think that this information is out there. It's just not been put together for people. A lot of people think of like the Federal Reserve as being this, you know, really bad entity and all, and it all started because of that. But they don't really understand what happened during Lincoln's time when they started introducing the Legal Tender Act and then the National Banking Act at that time as well.
Right. Right, yeah. So, tyranny has a long history, and it creeps up on us very, very slowly. And we have to watch that and be aware of history. And we see it not only repeating itself, but intensifying itself. We'll be right back with some more calls.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, we fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. Get SimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
David Knight, and we're back here on the Alex Jones Show. We're going to be going to Julian, Texas, to talk to us a little bit about banking. And if you just tuned in, we were talking about this article from Rolling Stones talking about the LIBOR and now the even bigger ICAP scandal that's breaking. And quoting U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, saying that they dare not make arrests of bankers because that might lead to collateral consequences in the economy. He's afraid of them. They're afraid of the bankers. And they've got, just in this ICAP scandal. We're talking about a figure of money that's $379 trillion, trillion with a T. That's 100 times the federal government's budget. So it's a huge issue. Julie in Texas, what do you think about that?
Hi, it's Julie. Thank you so much for taking my call. First of all, I just want to thank y'all for everything you do. I think you guys are awesome. You do such a good job with backing up everything that you report on. And that article was a very lengthy but informative article, and anybody that can get through that can really understand how literally just a team of 20 people are controlling the price of everything across the globe. It's
absolutely
remarkable.
Absolutely. It's just amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Also, sir, on a side note, I'm a local writer and reporter in Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually have been trying to get in touch with your team. It's pretty much my dream and ambition at this point to work for the InfoWars team. I love what y'all do.
Mm-hmm.
I actually interviewed with your team last week for the magazine.
Super.
And I thought it went really great, and I was just waiting this week to hear from them, and I hadn't heard from them yet, so I just thought I'd call in and get myself on your radar. And
all right. I'll pass that information on to them. I know they were really under the gun because to make the magazine as current as possible and to really hit these hot breaking issues, you know, just as we're getting ready to go to press with the magazine, the Boston Marathon bombing happened, and we really felt that it was imperative to do major rewrites in the magazine to make it as timely and as current and to address the whole issue, especially of false flags and the history of false flags. So they did a lot of rewriting under the gun to try to get that thing out, and they did a fantastic job with this month's issue. Simon in Florida, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, what have you got for us, Simon?
Well, I'm interested to know why no one's reporting on these pictures on the internet about these first responders and these actors. I mean, if you look up on the internet, are you just a believer or do you think? There's plenty of websites that are showing pictures that look like they're staging the event, putting prosthetics on Bowman, the guy in the wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
Later you see where, and you'll see there's this black girl in front of him that's later on a stretcher, and Bowman's laying on the ground and nobody's attending to him. And
well,
later in the scene.
It's a difficult thing, you know, and when you look at, there are so many different issues with this. One of the things that we wanted to focus on is the fact that there was a bombing drill. I remember when it was breaking on a Monday and Jakari Jackson and I were here, and that's the question we were asking. And as we started hearing reports coming in of there being a drill and then paying a special attention to the finish line and that sort of thing, we all wanted Dan Bedondi to ask the question that he did ask at the press conference if there was a bombing drill. And they would neither confirm nor deny that, because that is what we have always seen as the hallmark of these false flags, that they would have a drill going on just like they did at 9/11. Same exact scenario, same exact day and time, so that people don't know what's going on for sure. The first responders don't know if it's real or if it's a drill. And it also provides cover for them if they're caught faking something. So we felt that was really important. We've also looked at the contradictions in what's going on just as a crime scene reporting. Looking at things like the color of the backpack, what's the probability of them having a backpack inside another one? If the younger brother put a black backpack inside of a white backpack, why didn't the mastermind of all this, his older brother, why didn't he do something like that? So we're looking and questioning a lot of these things that are put out there that were fed. Now, of course, the question is, certainly they do have crisis actors. And there are some questionable pictures that we see coming up there. But it's always a difficult thing to pin down something like that and to prove that. And so, you know, there's always going to be a core of something that is real in any event. And they may elaborate on that. They may sex that up for the cameras. They may fictionalize part of it. But at its core is a real explosion. And so we have to take a look at that and really kind of go with what we can absolutely prove. And there's so many different areas on which we can attack the official story and look at what's going on in a national agenda and look at what's going on an international agenda. And we'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Mm-hmm. on the march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. Three lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday, and if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules and website for details.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply. With eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
All right, I'm David Knight here on the Alex Jones Show. Alex is on his way back from Hot Springs, Arkansas, and he'll be back in studio for the Sunday show, I imagine. And he's been doing a live remote from there, as you probably know if you've been listening. And we were talking earlier about he was talking with Lionel about the different things that government has done in terms of purging Christians and, taking guns and then censoring people's freedom of speech when it comes to religion and that sort of thing, as we've seen that happen historically in Soviet Union and other places. You know, it was P.J. O'Rourke that said Democrats think that God is Santa Claus. And Republicans think that he's God, and he said the difference is Santa Claus doesn't exist and God does. But, you know, I think government really does think that it's God, and it's a jealous God. It doesn't want to have any other gods before it, and that's especially true when you're talking about Jesus. You know, they have a particular... You look at what the Air Force Academy is doing, and they basically have set up this... place where they can have this pagan worship circle and everything, but they're now talking about court-martialing people who share their faith, even chaplains who do that. And look at the way the government is operating. You know, what are the three attributes of God? He's omnipotent, all-powerful, right? Well, that's what they're doing. They want all power, all weapons, all guns to belong to them. God is omniscient. They want to know everything, just like God. And they want to be omnipresent. They want to be just like Big Brother in every aspect of your life, whether it's telling you what size soft drinks you can have or anything. Everything has to be done at their permission. It's just amazing when you look at it. But these people really do act as if they're God. And so there is definitely a spiritual component to this, a very dark spiritual component to what's going on here. We're going to take a phone call now from Scott in Vermont. Scott, are you there?
Yes. Hi, David.
Hey, how you doing, Scott?
All right. Yeah, I don't know if Lionel, I used to listen to his radio show years ago, a national AM show. I don't know if he mentioned to you that he was a former prosecutor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and well, he had no problem apparently putting people away for victimless crimes like marijuana. But
that's interesting.
Unlike Judge Napolitano, who kind of, I've seen him on YouTube kind of repenting of that, saying that the war on drugs is a scam and he's sorry for putting people in jail for, you know, the victimless crimes like that. But anyways, you mentioned the Supremacy Clause. It also says that the judges in Article 6, the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, and judges in all the land are bound to it.
Yes.
Well, guess what happened? Another judge recently here in Brattleboro, Vermont, in the case of the anti-nuke protesters, the so-called grannies who stood in blocking the gate of the nuke plant here in Vermont Yankee, they finally, after doing it many times, they finally prosecuted them and put them on the trial. They didn't want to spend the money or time or whatever they finally did. And they tried to enter the Bill of Rights of the Constitution into evidence, and the judge denied it. Well, there is. They should have brought up the Constitution, and it doesn't mean the states don't have rights, but it does say that the judges in the land are bound to the state, the supreme law of the land.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we need to make sure that we need to really push on fully informed juries, because we've got judges telling jurors that they don't have both the right and the duty to judge not only the facts of the case, but the law itself. And that has always been not only the tradition of English and American law, but it's also written into the state constitutions in many, many states. And I interviewed a fellow, the New Jersey weed man, who basically represented himself because most lawyers are afraid to tell juries about the fully informed jury issue. And so he represented himself, and he had two trials. The first one, he put up a quote directly out of the New Jersey Constitution and said that jurors could judge the law being a good law or not, as well as just the facts of the case. He never said that he hadn't been in possession of the marijuana, and the first judge said, you take that down or you go into jail for contempt. But they'd already seen it, and he had a hung jury of 7-5. They retried him on that. The next judge let him just leave that on his desk, and he did, and he was acquitted 12-0, and they can't come after him again. So that's a very powerful thing. The other thing we have to be concerned about is this whole idea that judges, the Supreme Court, is invested with power to be the final arbiter of what's going on, whether something, a law, is constitutional or not. And Jefferson spoke directly to that because he was involved with Marbury versus Madison. And he said, the question whether judges are invested with exclusive authority to decide on the constitutionality of a law has been heretofore a subject to consideration with me in the exercise of official duties. Certainly, there is not a word in the Constitution that gives that power to them more than it does to the executive or legislative branches. And he said, to think that judges are the ultimate arbiters of all constitutional questions is a dangerous doctrine indeed, and would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy. And then I won't read the rest of this quote, but he goes on and even says that if we accept that, the Constitution becomes a suicide pact, because what we've done is we've turned over all of the power to 9 politically appointed judges who have their own special interests and biases and can be bribed or have other interests that they, you know, influence them. We dare not take the clear Constitution, the clear wording of the Constitution, and turn that over to the whims of a political judiciary. Are you there, Scott?
So, balance of powers. And also about Eric Holder, that's something that the left and the right have common ground upon. I was listening to the radio show. I tried to call in with my own senator, Bernie Sanders. He's a socialist, but at least he voted against the Patriot Act and the NDAA, unlike our other senator, Pat Leahy, who helped co-write the Patriot Act.
Mm-hmm.
And he's supposed to be seen as a champion of our liberties, and the sheep will fawn all over him for some reason.
Well, you know, you're talking about prosecutors and former prosecutors. I've talked to Jim Gierak, who is for decades, he was a prosecutor in Chicago, prosecuting people for drug crimes and things like that. But he now is part of an organization called LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. And we've talked to him a couple of times. And one of the things that he told us, and this directly addresses what Obama is saying in Mexico, Obama wants to blame the violence in Mexico, and there's a tremendous amount of violence there in the drug war. He wants to blame it on the fact that they're getting guns from the United States when Eric Holder, his attorney general, was involved in illegally shipping guns to Mexico. But the real issue is not guns. The real issue is drug prohibition. And Jim Gierak said that the Chicago police chief has said that 80% of the shootings in Chicago are due to the drug war. And that's what's really going on in Mexico. That's the root of the violence in Mexico is a drug war. And if you look at the root of the drugs and the drug war, that goes right back to the American CIA and our American involvement in places like Afghanistan. That had nearly the supply of poppy based drugs had dropped to only 10% of the world's supply coming out of Afghanistan after we got in there. And you can go back and look at the New York Times and you can see them. You can see soldiers helping poppy farmers grow this stuff and ship it out. Now Afghanistan accounts for 90% of the poppy-based drugs like heroin and cocaine. That's after the United States military went in there, after we helped to do that. And the CIA has been dependent on that drug trade for a long time for money to run their black ops. If you go back and you look at the drug war, you see the roots of it, and you see that it's not only just the drug war, but it's prohibition in general. Go back and look at the alcohol prohibition and look at how it corrupted the judiciary. And that's why so many former retired prosecutors like Jim Gierak, as well as retired cops, are now speaking out against prohibition. Let's go to Jim in Connecticut. Jim, how are you?
Good. How are you today?
Doing good. All I understand, right. You're with We Are Change.
Yeah, We Are Change Connecticut. We Are Change CT.org
is
our website. And I just wanted to shout out to the Connecticut listeners that it's time to get off your butts, start making action, stop just posting on Facebook and Twitter. That's not where the battle's at. The battle's on the street. We're looking for people to get involved. Come up and join up with us at WeAreChangeCT.org. And just get on the street, man, because there's a lot going on. We've been doing a lot in the last 6 months. We've confronted Madeleine Albright. She still thinks it's okay that they killed over 500,000 Iraqis.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's just a...
So now you're saying get off of Facebook, get off of Twitter, and get on the street. So you're advocating that people go out and do citizen journalism, right, out on the streets?
Yes, sir. Well, what I noticed a lot I've been involved with the group for about 5 years now in Connecticut. A lot of people want to get involved, but their umbilical cords are still attached to the system, and they just cannot get off the couch and go make action. They're more inclined to repost in, you know, your articles or whatnot, and that's really not, you know, that's good and all, but you're not targeting the people that you need to, because you're only targeting your friends. And it's the people that don't have Facebook. It's the people that, you know, work 12, 14-hour days that don't get to go home and really listen to what's really happening, just pop on the TV and just watch the mainstream.
You're preaching to the choir when you're talking to your friends on Facebook. Although sometimes you'll be friends casually with somebody and they might not share your political views. And so sometimes that is a pretty good place to hit people with it. But I think it's a real key thing to go out and engage people. And, you know, as you mentioned, you engaged Madeleine Albright again. You know, that's what We Are Change does so well. I really appreciate the work that you're doing there. Let's go to Joe in Kansas. Joe, are you there?
Yes, I am, Dave. Hey, I really appreciate what you said about Jefferson there. You know, also in that same basic, in the same context, he also prescribed term limits on everybody, president, Senate, representatives, and judicial, because otherwise, as he said, you'll get an oligarchy established.
But,
that's right. And I think Virginia is the only place that I know of that has a single term limit for governor. And I think that had a lot to do with Jefferson and Madison and the people who were very, very much aware of the evils of staying in office forever. It was George Washington who essentially set the precedent of just two terms. And everybody kind of abided by that until you got to FDR. And then people got afraid that, with so much control of the media, we might have somebody that just might decide that he wanted to be president for life and could actually pull it off. And so that's why they put the amendment to stop that. And yet we have people saying that that ought to be lifted now, that we ought to have people like Obama in forever or George Bush in forever. You had something here about seizure of guns you wanted to talk about.
Well, yes, Governor Brownback. Mm-hmm. I was just reading about his response to Eric Holder's letter.
What did he say? Because I haven't seen that response. How did he respond to Holder's letter?
Well, he said Brownback replied in a letter Thursday that Kansans hold dear their right to bear arms and are protecting the state sovereignty. Secretary of State Chris Kobach, a former law professor who helped draft the law, accused the nation's top law enforcement officer of blustering over the issue.
Mm-hmm.
People
mm-hmm.
of Kansas have clearly expressed their sovereign will, Brownback said in the conclusion of his letter. It is my hope that upon further review, you will see their right to do so.
Well, Holder's concerned about this because this is breaking in a lot of different places. Like I mentioned, the Ohio House had a bill that got first hearing. The Missouri House passed a stronger bill than the Ohio one that would actually do what Kansas does, not only nullify gun laws. The Missouri one nullifies gun laws passed after January the 1st, 2013, and would make it felonies for federal to attempt to enforce new gun laws. So this kind of stuff is breaking out all over the place, and we see it happening on the marijuana front as well. And what you're seeing here is people exercising the 10th Amendment. And a lot of these reports are coming from the 10th Amendment Center. Go there and take a look at their website. Get educated about that. They are not given, according to the Bill of Rights, anything that is not expressly delegated to the federals is reserved as a power by the states and by the people. And one of the things that the federals are prohibited from doing is having a permanent perpetual standing army. If you look at Article 1, Section 8, they are not allowed to fund the military for more than 2 years at a time. So that's another thing we ought to be complaining about the NDAA. It's not just the fact that they try to overturn the Sixth Amendment, but they're also unconstitutionally extending a standing army funding year after year after year. And we've now got a standing army that's going on since World War II. We've never stood down the army. We just continually build it because that's what the military-industrial complex wants. That's what the bankers want. So it goes all the way back to looking at the core, the body of the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8. The Second Amendment just reinforces that and says, oh, and by the way, we're specifically reserving the right to keep and bear arms for individuals. And then goes further in the 10th Amendment and says, and oh, by the way, anything that isn't expressly given to you is reserved to us. So there's so many prohibitions against really the gun laws that we have on the books are an infringement of the Second Amendment. And I guess they figured that since we accept that, that we're going to continue to accept further infringements. But what we need to do is stand firm on that. And we need to start rolling back these other ones. And I don't think it's going to happen in Washington. We're going to have to get people in the states as well as the state houses and state governors to stand firm on this. So hopefully Brownback is going to stand firm on that. Let's go to Cyrus in Michigan. Cyrus, are you there?
Yeah, how are you today, David?
Doing fine.
Hey, David, there's a couple of quick topics I want to talk about real quick. I'm from Detroit, Michigan, a longtime listener. You guys discuss a lot about how you're questioning things that you've been fed and things that you've been told, and it seems like you guys try to put together a lot of different resources that are just out there and bring them to people's attention. The thing is that there's a lot of the articles that you guys are pulling together are laced with a lot of intelligence within them, and there's only people that are going to really be able to break that through for you are former intelligence officers. They know and they can really help you. That's probably the article I would take.
Well, I had an an interview earlier this week with Cybele Edmonds. You're talking about former intelligence people. She worked as a translator for the FBI. And she was involved in the area of, she's Turkish, well, she's part Iranian, and but she spoke the Turkish language, and she was an interpreter there. And her area included not only Turkey, but also the Caucasus regions, where Chechnya is involved, and Azerbaijan. And if you look at that area, it's tremendously important strategically because it is geographically contiguous to not only the Soviet Union, but to China. And what the U.S. government was doing was essentially a second version of Gladio, according to Cybele, who had seen documents and had seen what had been happening in these different countries. And she has a really interesting series of videos that she did that's about 4 hours altogether back in January, talking about how, if you're aware of Operation Gladio, and many of our listeners are, it was an operation that was set up in Europe, and Darren McBreen did a wonderful report with a guy who wrote a book about that and went into great detail on that. Look up that report from Darren McBreen on YouTube and on Prison Planet TV. But basically, they stood that down at the as the Cold War ended, and they were looking around for another enemy, and that's Gladio Part B. And we're going to follow up and talk about that a little bit right after the break. I'm David Knight here, standing in for Alex Jones on the InfoWars nightly, not nightly news. We're here on the Info on the Alex Jones radio station.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
He's bound to die.
night, and I'm here with the Alex Jones Show. Alex is on the road, and he'll be back. He's on his way back to Austin, back to the bunker. And it has been confirmed that this is the Alex Jones Show, not nightly news, as I started to say. I do that typically, and we were just talking about an interview that I had earlier this week with C.Bell Edmonds. The previous caller said that we really needed to get some analysis for people who had worked on the inside, and she is someone that Daniel Ellsberg, who leaked the Pentagon Papers, said that the information that she has about September 11th is a much bigger story than the Pentagon Papers. I would agree with him. And there's an even bigger story that's breaking, and it's connected to the Boston bombing, and that is, and we talked about this in the interview, so check that out on YouTube, on Prison Planet TV. She connected the dots to Graham Fuller, who was a former CIA head of the region of Turkey and the Caucasus. Also, it just turns out, with an amazing coincidence, was father-in-law to Uncle Ruslan. Remember Uncle Ruslan? Ruslan Tsarnaeva, the guy that threw his nephews under the bus so quickly and reputed them? Well, it turns out that the biggest CIA guy in the Turkey and Caucasus regions was actually his father-in-law. And she also connects some dots to an Imam Gulen, who is a radical Muslim who had to flee Turkey, basically with the assistance of the CIA, set up housekeeping in the United States, and has become a multi-billionaire, and founded 350 radical madrasas around the world. And this is a fellow who has not set foot outside of the Virginia area since he was brought over here by the CIA. So when you start looking at some of this insider information, you start looking at what C.Bell Edmonds has learned as an FBI translator, you start to question even whether this is blowback, you know, whether this terrorism is really a reaction to our ham-fisted foreign policy in so many different areas, or is this something that was designed to be a profit center for the military-industrial complex after the Cold War broke down? And she makes a very compelling case for it being by design and not a blowback. Let's take another call from Terry in Washington. Terry, are you there? Hello, Terry.
Yeah, Dave, do you hear me all right?
Yes, hear you fine. What's up?
Hey, you do a great job.
Thank you.
Hey, me, like everybody else in the world, I mean in the world, the day of the Boston Marathon, I think something was going on behind the scenes. Completely out of, you know, nobody even was even thinking about it. That explosion at the fertilizer plant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was convenient timing, wasn't it? You know, happening there in Waco just the day before the anniversary of the Branch Davidian situation, and also using fertilizer just like we were told is what happened at the Oklahoma City bombing, although former retired general who was a demolitions expert wasn't buying it at the time, and there's an excellent documentary about that that Holland Van Leeuwenhoff, if I'm pronouncing his name correctly, wrote, A Noble Lie. We sell that here at InfoWars. You need to see that about the Oklahoma City bombing if you haven't seen that. It's an amazing story, and it takes a while for these stories to come out. We interviewed a documentarian who he spent 10 years going over the Waco story. It takes a very long time for all the facts to come out, but we can tell right away when we start seeing contradictions and changing stories and things like bomb drills taking place at the same time there's a bomb, we know something's wrong, even though it'll take a while. Well, that's it for today. Thanks for joining us on the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.